What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
As a player, man, you know, I mean, everything that he does, even when maybe he makes a couple of mistakes, like you look up, he still had a decent day and helped us win a game. So, I mean, the kids, he's 21 years old. I don't think people realize that still. It feels like he's probably been in the league for 3 years already. But he's a heck of a player. We're very lucky to have him.
That's Tony Manzolino talking about Jackson Holliday, who, even with two hits yesterday against the Red Sox, he's betting 160 for the month with an OPS of 505.
Look. They're a hard watch for a lot of reasons.
They
can't run the bases. They play low IQ Mike Elias baseball. They are part of the Elias way. He killed the Oriole way. So the fundamentals suck. The defense sucks. They make outs at second and third base all the time. They do it routinely with, you know, less than two outs all the time. They come up to the majors not able to play their position. They acquire players who are heavy defensive liabilities and overpay them. There's all of that. And then there's also this clownish, ridiculous nature of optics matter. And when our glory boy 1-1 Adley Rutschman is one of the worst everyday hitters in all of Major League Baseball, we're just going to keep batting him third or fourth every day because we want you to not believe what you're saying, but believe where we drafted him, what we've said about him. There are no ramifications around here. We just keep serving them up and letting them do whatever the hell they want to do. Jackson Holliday hadn't gotten a hit all month. He's in an 0-for-17 slump. He gets in a 3-0 count. He's allowed to hack at the first thing he sees, and there's no repercussions. He's back in the lineup leading off the next day. All that leads to a team that sucks with run production. Since July 1st, the Orioles have had 26 games in which they've scored three runs or less. Only the Pittsburgh Pirates have done that more often. So the O's have played 46 games since July 1st. They've scored three runs or less in 26 of them, more than half. Since June 21st of last year, the Orioles have 106 games in which they've scored three runs or less. That is sixth most in baseball. So it's a problem. So, well, maybe if they played around with the lineup or tried some different things or, you know, got Dylan Beavers here weeks ago when he belonged here, they'd be better. And, yeah, that's possibly all true. But let's drill down on the leadoff spot because the JV bocce ball coach said we should remember how old Jackson is. Maybe they should remember how young Jackson is and act accordingly. The Orioles ranked 24th with 72 runs scored all season from the leadoff spot. They ranked 30th in Major League Baseball with a 284 on base from the leadoff spot. The league average is 335. The Orioles leadoff guys, get on base 28% of the time for the year. Just how much of an abject failure is that? Well, consider that the average number nine hitter in Major League Baseball has a 294 on base. And the Orioles' leadoff hitters for the season, and we all know who that mostly is, have a 284 on base. 20 major league teams, 130 games into the season, 20 of 30 teams have number nine hitters. The nine hole gets on base more than the Orioles' leadoff guy. But we've got a JV coach saying he should bat leadoff into perpetuity. Why? Orioles' leadoff hitters have a 633 OPS. That's 30th in baseball. It's dead last. Jackson Holliday, since July 1st, has a 616 OPS with just three stolen bases and two caught stealings. Huh. What are we doing here? Like, when does the here and now matter? And at the same time, why does everybody who knows anything about baseball been telling you, me included, for over a month, they need to back off this kid, and they refuse to do it?
I'm glad you brought up what he did the other night with the 3-0 count, because I spent some time on this yesterday, and I came to the same conclusion that you did. There's no repercussions for anything in this clubhouse. Like, he was 3-0, he was batting 140 for the month, and he swings at a pitch and meekly grounds out the second. Like, Earl Weaver would have benched him before he got back to the dugout. Like, he wouldn't have gone back out for the rest of that game. And yet, it seems like there's no repercussions for anything. And as you said, he was back in the leadoff spot the next day. Like, at some point, if you're swinging 3-0, you better hit the ball hard somewhere. To meekly ground out on a 3-0 pitch when you've been scuffling is unacceptable.
Make this make sense to me. So this kid isn't walking. He's striking out a lot. Unlike Cedric, he can't steal bases. And when Cedric would go into slumps, they'd bat him 7th, 8th, or 9th. And you would say, okay, well, this kid does have 15 home runs, which he's got some slug in him. It all came early in the year, and I would say he's out of gas. But, like, Cedric hit more home runs than him. And they had no problem batting Cedric 7th, 8th, and 9th in what basically was a one-game season, right? Game one of a best-of-three series. Yet this kid, in games that don't matter anymore, who's clearly out of gas, they just keep running out there in the one hole when it's offering you nothing.
Well, but
Jason, and these games don't even matter, so why would you not just bat him 7th, 8th, or 9th where he belongs?
But you outlined it. They did the same thing with Adley a year ago. Like, this.
So
is,
what's going on here? Why should these people have their jobs? It's about optics and BS and Baseball America rankings, and we're trying to tell you our 1-1s or something that they're not, and that's fine. He's not supposed to be the complete deal right now, but, like, their product sucks. They can't score runs with any regularity, and they refuse to do things that we point out weeks and months ahead of time that might help them. Like, we can go back to June 21st of last year. The Baltimore Orioles are 18th in batting average, 21st in on base, they're 15th in OPS, and they're 25th in strikeout-to-walk rate. You don't think this has something to do with the fact that they kept running a number four hitter out there, was really a number eight hitter, and now they're running a number one out there who's not even getting on base as much as most teams' number nine hitters, and you're telling me that that has nothing to do with it?
Oh, and they bat Ryan Mountcastle 4th every night.
What's going on here?
It's like,
How make it make sense.
It a lot.
But there's people who want to say that Mike Elias should keep his job, and we all know this isn't Manzolino. This is Elias.
Yes, it's that. I do want to make that part clear. Like, he should keep his mouth shut. But, like, these aren't his decisions. They're the people in the warehouse are making these calls.
And if you're telling me the cavalry's coming and they're already here, well, I'm just going to tell you, since July the 1st, right, when this team started getting younger, they've got a 302 on base as a team. That's 27th in baseball. They've got a 706 OPS. That's 21st in baseball. They're 28th in strikeout to walk rate.
Well, what happened to the quality of it? Like, Jackson Holliday's part of this, but it's a symptom of the entire team. Where are the quality at bats? I saw the other night the pitcher, I think it was Bayo, but it might have
been Giolito with the four-pitch inning.
It was Giolito. Four-pitch inning. And, like, Gunner yesterday comes up with runner on base, hacking at the first pitch, pops out.
Well, again, there are no repercussions. There's no ramifications. There's no one holding him accountable. In baseball operations at the highest level, the JV interim's not holding anybody accountable. And the clubhouse is, they've already told you, we're not even a major league clubhouse. We don't have any veterans here. They don't give us what we need. They're forcing guys to try to pretend to be leaders who frankly aren't wired for it. So there's all that. But at least help him out with the lineup. Like, what would be wrong with Jeremiah Jackson hitting like somewhere in the top three? Like, well, Gunner's the only one who hits for power. Gunner never hits with anybody on base because the leadoff spot's got a 284 on base, which is worse than 20 of 30 teams number nine hitters are doing.
Jeremiah Jackson has been hitting second for a minute. But he's the only, and he's hitting. And I guess it was reported yesterday he's got a hole in his hand. So I don't know how that works, but like the rest of it, Jeremiah Jackson and Dylan Beavers are the only guys that seem to have quality at bats on this baseball team right now. And Gunner's going to run into some stuff, but there's a lot of times where he has poor at bats.
Well, he's pressing and the weight of the world's on his shoulders. Like, who's protecting him in this lineup?
Nobody.
It's
he's
a
got,
joke.
He's got Ryan Mountcastle batting behind him every night.
Who's still here because, I told you, he's going to play more than you think, and it doesn't matter if he stinks because he's making $8 million.
It's silly.
This is what we're stuck with, and there are people in this town who somehow think Mike Elias deserves year number eight.
It drives me crazy that we woke up and we're back in the rebuild. Like, Ryan Mountcastle, he should have been. We had Keith Law on the show, what, beginning of the year or before the season started? And he's like, why is Ryan Mountcastle still there? Like, how did you come into the season with Ryan Mountcastle and Ryan O'Hearn on this roster? And yet you look up and Ryan Mountcastle, who we said early in the season they should have DFA'd and then traded him for whatever, he's still here. And he's batting fourth. And he doesn't hit for power anymore.
Look. Larger sample size has exposed Jackson Holiday. Kobe Mayo is struck out
lost.
27 of his
lost.
Last 56 at-bats. Okay, so that's becoming looking like Heston Kerstead level sunk costs. Like, they've got to figure out something there, I
the difference
guess.
Is he's still 20, what, 120? Like,
yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
But, like, they need to try to find a way to salvage that. Like, if you're going to keep giving Jackson six plate appearances a night, he's going to keep getting undressed. So, I mean, you know, we know what they care about. They don't really care about the player. They don't really care about winning. They don't really care about doing what's right. They care about doing what they think makes them look good to their boss. And if they keep telling them, we got the youngest, you know, second youngest kid in baseball batting leadoff every night, boss, and that's good for us. And he's you know, he's probably inclined to believe because he's not up for this. Like, there's no indication that he's holding anybody accountable. So the trickle-down lack of accountability goes all the way through the organization. Something's got to change, and it's got to be the general manager because the buck does stop with him, and he controls all of this. He's the one who set it up so that he had an ultimate puppet replacing the puppet he knew he was probably going to have to fire if this thing picked up where it left off last year. And it has. But like, what's it going to take for them to do the right thing and have this kid bat seventh, eighth, and it's no blight on him. That's where kids with a 600 OPS the last 2 months hit. Yeah. That's the real world.
You move guys down.
That's baseball, man.
Yeah,
like, we can't keep selling your version of them that you sold to Baseball America, that you sold to the fan base, that you try to sell to the beat people and anybody who will listen. Like, that's what your calculators said. Your calculators are wrong again.
And by
you
the
need
way,
to change your lineup.
By the way, he can earn it back.
Sure.
But, like, drop him in the lineup. Take some pressure off the kid. Right? Take something off of him.
Should have happened 6 weeks ago.
Coming up next, the Orioles, they lost again to the Red Sox. Got swept in the four-game series. Lost 7-8 on the homestand. But what did we think of Cade Povich yesterday? We'll tell you next here on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fam.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty aggressive out of the gate, which honestly kind of matched my game plan going in. You know, I told Ajax basically, let's just see how quickly we can get at-bats over with. Who cares about what the result is? Let's just get guys up. Let's get them out and let's try and be efficient. Now it turns out the first went that way. Second, kind of dug myself in the hole, but I think the rest of the way the game plan kind of stuck and was a lot better.
Cade Povich, after the game, I love baseball nicknames, Alex Jackson's Ajax. 5 innings, 7 hits, no walks, struck out 5. Did you know that Ryan Reifsnyder came into the game? I think he
owns him.
Yeah, he was 2-for-2 against him yesterday, and he came in batting .500 against him. So he was activated for that game and went 2-for-2 with a homer.
Yeah. Really interesting there, listening to Slim. Really interesting there, listening to Slim. It's kind of an irreverent approach, but I don't blame him. Let's see how efficient we can be. Let's try to get soft contact. Let's try to use their aggression against them. I'm sure, like everybody else, they saw that this kid had an ERA north of 6 at home coming into that game, and they like that ballpark and its configurations. And how about the lineup? I mean, they stacked it already.
Mm-hmm.
So they were out to get this 4-game sweep, and they got it, but not because of him.
Because the Orioles can't hit.
Yeah, but like this kid has shown me something, and I've always believed in him, and it's been obscured by what Rogers is doing, which is freakish, right? And it's kind of been obscured by the Sagano stabilization since, I'm not going to get traded somewhere. You know what I mean? Now yeah. I can just maybe pitch like a professional again. Uh-huh. That's been really good.
And me and Dean's been great.
And even when he hasn't been good, he's tried to unmask a 20-year-old catcher in front of everybody. So we've talked. That's obviously a talking point.
That was fun.
That's a distraction. Where I feel like Slim has kind of flown under the radar, but Slim, since he's come back, has been really good. And it was really big for me to see Slim at home, where that ballpark, I think, has been in his head, shove against a legitimate top-hitting team and one that didn't treat it like a typical day game. They went out and stacked it with all righties and tried to actually, I think they wanted to end the game early. And they did just the opposite. He continues to get swing and miss with multiple pitches. Like, it's one more reason why starting pitching's not the problem. Everybody's talking about the two starters they need. They need an overhaul of their lineup.
I'd still go get two starters, though.
I mean, it can't hurt. But
I think the goal is that Trevor Rogers should be at best the number two starter on this team coming into next season. And I wouldn't mind if he's the number three starter on this team next season. But I don't believe they're going to go do that. But I want to see them be aggressive, and I think starting pitching is part of that.
Well, look, there are things that need to be done, but it's even with Grayson being out, and even with Wells yet to throw a pitch, and we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. And even with them trading, with Eflin going down and them trading Morton, I'm telling you, starting pitching is not the problem. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. It's not going to win them a World Series. I wouldn't love this rotation in October, but I'm telling you, starting pitching, even with even with who's been traded and who's been hurt, it's not the biggest problem with this team.
Sure, I'll give you that.
I'll say this about Povich. If he's your five, you're doing pretty well. And I feel better about Cade Povich for next year than I do Grayson Rodriguez. Way more comfortable counting on Cade Povich to be someone who could hit the post every five-ish days, 5 to 6, than I would Grayson giving you anything.
But that's that's a low bar because I'm not trusting Grayson Rodriguez to be anything next year. I'm not in the Grayson Rodriguez business anymore.
And I think we need to be careful about mythologizing what Grayson did here. He was a league average starter here.
He was good. Yeah, he was good. By the way, so Povich pitches well. Trevor Story has quietly had himself a heck of a rebirth in Boston. Oh, yeah.
2020 guy.
Yeah, he looked like he was finished.
No, he's been locked in. He's been locked in all year. What do we think of them going to a six man? What do we think of them? Why isn't Trevor Rogers pitching tonight? Why is Dean Kramer pitching tonight? Why did they move Rogers back a day? And I guess why does Tyler Wells have to be seen as a starter? I don't understand any of those things.
Here's the thing that kind of ticks me off. Why would you take Trevor Rogers off of his regular rest when he's pitching the way he's pitching?
I was all set to bet the Orioles first five money line tonight thinking it was going to be Rogers. This is 2 days ago. I worked 2 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
Why is this Dean Kramer?
I don't get it, and I also, like you, don't get their insistence on Tyler Wells being a starting pitcher.
What I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of that all the stuff that being at that game on Sunday that didn't look right to me about Rogers is an indication that something's not right with Rogers. I hope that's not the case.
Could be just a bad start.
It wasn't a bad start. It was a really good start.
No, he had good numbers, but he wasn't getting ahead of hitters like we've seen.
He was something going on with him talking to the umpires. They were pausing and it seemed like buying him more time, several cases, and I don't think it was just pitch comm. The velo was down. His location was off compared to where it was. Yeah. And now they're backing him off a day. And remember, he spent most of the year in AAA where there's no pressure.
Yeah.
It's not like major league innings. And he spent a good part of last year in AAA, where it's not like major league innings. And then all of a sudden, right? And it seemed to me like they were playing a sleight of hand game. Don't get caught up in the fact we bump Rogers, because now we're also going to announce Wells is starting.
Yeah.
And we got a six-man rotation. So don't, three-card money. But the guy who's pitching like Cy Young, we moved today for no good reason. Don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to all this other news we're throwing at you.
I'll say this. His seventh inning was his best inning. He was fantastic to close that thing. And he didn't have
I just wonder, because it didn't look like it had been looking.
But they've been pushing this Wells as a starter thing for a while.
You could have Wells be a starter, but that doesn't mean that Rogers couldn't start Friday night in that big ass ballpark.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of the things they do. I don't. It doesn't they don't make sense to me a lot. And this is one of them. And yeah, I taking guys.
Rogers pitched in the National League before he got here. He's accustomed to that ball. Yes. He's pitched in that ballpark. I mean, am I missing something?
No.
I don't have full spidey senses on this one, but I'm a little, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not sure I'm going to be on Trevor Rogers tomorrow because I'm just wondering if something is up.
Coming up next, time for a little bounce back, fall back. Beltway Ben filling in for Bone. He asked the questions we answer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Max here on The Fan.
Looking back to our last time on here, we started with Samuel Basayo will hit a home run by Friday night, assuming he didn't tonight. And both of you guys bounced back. Basayo did not. He hasn't even been in the lineup much since. The next one, Jackson Holliday will commit two errors by Friday. Ken, you fell back. Jason, you bounced back, said he makes two errors. Orioles as a whole did not make an error since the last time we did bounce back, fall back.
Wow.
They got that going for him.
Ken, whole
two games.
Ken got a point there. Dylan Beavers will reach base three times by Friday. Ken, you bounce back. Jason, you bounce back. Said two times or more in one game. He did that. Had two base hits two nights ago. Ken got a point. Jason got a point. 2-1. Colton Cowser will strike out four times by Friday.
He did that.
Both of you bounce back. He did. He struck out three times in one game, two times in another. So, Ken, you are up one. And then Gunner drives in three or more runs by Friday. Both of you bounce back. Jason, you said he hits a Weaver by Friday. Did not have a hit.
Yeah.
So, scuffling. Neither of you guys got a point there. And there were two college football that we had. Boise State minus 5.5. Ken, you bounce back. Jason, you fell back. Jason, you got the point.
Yeah, they got killed.
Make it 3-3. And then Nebraska, minus 6.5. Ken, you bounced back. Jason, you fell back. Nebraska did win the game. They had an interception late.
Give me them points. One by three. Barely. Yeah. Matt Rule. Fraudulent.
I did need that. Did need that.
Sorry, bud.
No, I didn't need the cover. I just needed to win.
Then you're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. It's a money line parlay.
Yes.
It's the only way to play Matt Rule when he's a favorite on the money line.
Always.
If you play him at all.
This week... We will start with Jackson Holliday.
By the way, Jason, I think, won by one. So
yeah.
I came back and won by one.
Yeah. The two college football put him over. Yeah. Jackson Holliday has more hits than strikeouts this week.
So we come back and we're back at this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, they're playing. Well, first of all, He should sit one of these games. Not sure if he will or not. I'm going to say, Beltway Ben, that when we get back here on Tuesday, Jackson Holliday, between Friday to Monday, will have struck out 6 times and had one reach base successfully via hit twice. That's not a good ratio.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
I wish I could disagree with you on this, but he's batting 160 for the month with 19 strikeouts. That's 15 hits and 19 strikeouts for the month.
It's not good. That's not a good. That's not. But he's the leadoff hitter till 2030.
Yeah. I'm going to fall back.
Now, Samuel Basayo looked like he had his first career home run in his first game played.
Jesus later, Sanchez. Right?
Now, Robin, too. Took one from Gunner. Yeah. Grand slam with Christian Javier on the mound. Yeah. But Basayo will hit his first home run by Tuesday.
Who's up? Who's first?
It's me. I'm going to keep bouncing back until it happens. But I think he's pressing a little bit. But I think he'll get a hold of one on the road. I'll bounce back.
Look, no one's a bigger Big Sam guy than me, but this is a garbage coaching staff that doesn't hold people accountable, that doesn't get people ready to play, that doesn't bring out the best in young players. The caliber of his at-bat has dwindled a little bit. We're talking about San Francisco. Basically, it's the fall already out there. It's cold at night. The ball doesn't travel. That's a tough ballpark. I'll say he has a double or two, Beltway Ben.
He's going to splash down.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would be mighty.
Put one in McCovey Cove.
How about that? I hope you're right.
That would be pretty awesome. Trevor Rogers, been awesome, has pitched 7-plus innings in 5 of his last 6 outings. Trevor Rogers gets 20 outs, 20 or more outs in his next start.
You're first on this one.
No, I was first.
First? Yeah, I told you, my spidey senses are a little.
Does Tim tell you guys who's first? I thought you guys know.
No, we know. We go back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, we should know by now. Yeah. Beltway Ben, you know me. I'm off. I cuss don't want to bet once because I wanted to, and once because
you're allowed to curse on them.
I was like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, true.
I mean, I like reacted at first. And I'm like, yeah, who bleeping cares? I'm a little off though. I was having internet issues.
Yeah.
My spidey senses are tingling on this one a little bit. They've already moved him back a day. Even if he's fine, I bet it's a short hook. I'm going to say, Beltway Ben, that he goes 5 2/3.
Beltway Ben, he is the only joy I get out of the Orioles these days.
How about that?
And I'm going to stay optimistic with Trevor Rogers because despite not having his best stuff, he still gave him 7. And as I said earlier in the show, the 7th inning was the best of Trevor Rogers in that start. So I'm going to say he keeps this train rolling. I'm going to bounce back.
We know that Kobe Mayo and Ryan Mountcastle, of course, both play the same position. And they've made sure, as Ken emphasized yesterday, they're keeping Mountie in that 4 spot to drive in all those runs.
Yes, he's cleaning up.
They're going to get their money out of him one way or the other.
Kobe Mayo has more plate appearances than Ryan Mountcastle by Tuesday.
Can't quit Mountie. I'm going to fall back on that, Beltway Ben.
I mean, it seems to me they were looking to bury Mayo even when he was producing and playing well at first base. Now he's really scuffling. So, yeah, I think Mountie will get more plate opportunities than Mayo on this first 4 games of this road trip.
Right? Now
Friday,
we'll go
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, 4 games.
Now we'll go to the PLL. We have the playoffs, Monday, Labor Day.
Semifinals, GG.
It is. First matchup, the Water Dogs versus the Atlas. Home game, basically, for the Water Dogs.
Yes.
Bounce back, the Water Dogs take down the Atlas.
I just went, right? Am I crazy?
I'm thinking.
Does Tim give it to you?
Pregnant pause started to scare me.
Yeah, no. I'm going to fall back there, Bum. Ben.
We will have overtime with the PLL on Wanna Bet tomorrow, Beltway Ben, and I will go into more detail about this then. But I think my Water Dogs, remember, midseason I said take them plus 450 to win the league. I'm going to say my Water Dogs in front of that home crowd win this game outright and get revenge for getting their butt kicked by New York in Baltimore at Homewood Field while I was watching in person.
Wow.
final selection here. The first game.
Ben had nothing to add there.
Of that game.
You're going to keep it to yourself till tomorrow.
I am. But that's why. Why would I give it away here?
No, when don't give it away.
Don't give the milk away for
free when the cow costs money or something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the saying.
That's what the kids say.
That's what we all say.
The
last one here, the California Redwoods are underdogs. Outlaws are the favorite here, minus 170 on the money line. But the Denver Outlaws cover their 1.5-point spread on Monday.
My only concern here, Beltway Ben, is that the Denver Outlaws haven't played a lacrosse game that matters since like July the 20th. They've had quite the long time off. I think the first half could be a little bit tough for them, but I think they dominate once they get their sea legs under them. California's been a fun story. It's been great. I'm surprised they beat Carolina. They got some luck to beat Carolina. But I think Denver's been the class of the West all season long, and I think they will prove that and win by multiple goals on Monday.
I'm about two things. I'm about chaos and Outlaws. So, of course,
the chaos are gone. The Redwoods beat the chaos.
Yeah, so I got to ride the Outlaws. I'm going to bounce back there, Beltway Ben. All right, coming up next, Kyle Hamilton spoke to the media earlier this week. We've had a little time to resonate. We didn't get a chance to listen to it 2 days ago when Jason was here. He was not here yesterday. So we'll react to what Kyle Hamilton had to say after signing the record extension. Kyle Hamilton will be a Raven for a while. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
I wanted to get it done because I feel like it would have been a distraction, and you know, it's just human nature to kind of think about those things, even though I try not to. And but no, I think the Ravens, and credit to them and everybody upstairs, they did a great job just engaging in conversation, and my agents as well, Kyle McCarthy, Brian Murphy, everybody at Athletes First did a wonderful job. And Charlie, that's like the third time he's butted into a meeting. But no, I mean, I was included in everything going on, and really professionally done on both sides. And they wrote some really good emails too. And it was really cool to see the ins and outs of contract negotiation. So to answer your question, yeah, I wanted to get it done. But if it hadn't got it done, it wouldn't be a huge deal. But I'm glad it did.
Kyle Hamilton meeting with the media a couple days back, and he's talking about getting the deal done before week
one. Talking about human nature.
Yeah, well, human nature.
He knows how to play the hits around here.
He does. We're very fond of that song, and obviously Kyle Hamilton, we're fond of
every
as well.
Every time someone says human nature, I think it's our duty to point that out.
Yes, and we know we're going to hear that song in the near future.
I think it's... If it wasn't originally on the playlist,
it
is now.
It's back. Kyle Hamilton, he's locked in.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know, there's such a rush of activity this time of year with, you know, trades and teams setting their rosters and all the influx and outflux of players and contracts and all that. And obviously, you know, there was a lot going on at the time that this got done. It was imperative that between him and Lamar, at least one of those two were done before they started playing real football. They've accomplished that goal. You know, I mean, I think, look, if you're the Rave, if you're running the Baltimore Ravens and you're Sashi, you're Steve, you're basically saying, look, we can talk new money. You could talk full guarantees, partial guarantees. They're getting this guy $25 million a year, basically. Which I think they're obviously very comfortable with.
Yeah. But he reset the market.
He did, but I'm talking, like, go look at what they're going to be paying him. Because that's all. We've been taught, and our buddy Mark Levin, we should probably get him back on the show next week. He was running the salary cap for the NFLPA for literally a generation, and he got the agents to sort of, you know, to caught up in this, the new money. And they should. Like, if you're from that side of it, if you're from the union side of it, then that's what you want to put out there. But the teams aren't sitting there saying new money versus old money. Teams are looking at what is the outlay for this guy moving forward. He's not a $30 million player. He's not a $35 million player. He's a $25 million player.
But there are no safeties that are $30 million players.
I get that, but we kind of had that discussion about how far does the bar get moved.
Yeah, sure.
And this, I think... It's a great deal for everybody, but the team's looking at it saying, and more to the point, because they're all colluding. The other teams are looking at it saying, well, they kind of held the line a little bit there. Like, that's not a crazy, crazy new precedent.
Let's hear more from Kyle Hamilton. He talks about the record-setting extension and putting things into perspective.
The dream come true, and just first, I just want to thank a lot of people. I want to thank God, first and foremost, and situations and things that happened in my life that's got me to this position. And I think back to draft night, and some people said some things about where I was drafted, this and that, and where I could be drafted. At the time, I think I was the least mad at anybody. I knew that I came to the right place. I think that's how God just works sometimes. You know, you got to see the bigger picture and has bigger plans for us. So thank you to the man above, and also to my family, my parents, my brother, fiance, all my friends, everybody just had a part in this. And this is it takes a village, and I truly mean that, and I truly feel that way. And to Mr. Bisciotti, Coach Harbs, and everybody who's got me to this point and developed me, and I really feel like I've been kind of molded into the player I am today by them. And it goes to show why this organization is the way it is and why it's such a great organization, and they do a great job, and it's good to be rewarded.
The thing about him, and he's a great player, but he's also, I've not heard a single person say a bad thing about Kyle Hamilton.
He's an exemplary young man.
He seems like a great dude, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell how well-liked and accepted he is there. He's someone who did not shy away from having to take leadership. I mean, look, he's still a pretty young player. And you had, you know, a safety who, when he got here, I mean, that was a big contract for Marcus. They don't give that kind of money out all over the place to people outside the building. When they do, it tends to be free safeties.
Yeah,
it
Earl Thomas, Marcus Williams, Eric Weddle.
But he had to step into that and settle that down. And you know, there's leadership that comes with that. And I think he's checked every box that they could possibly want him to check. He's someone who they identified very early as truly, the term gets thrown around too much, but as truly a Raven for life or something close to it. And yeah, high character, you know, all football, special player.
More from Kyle Hamilton. Let's go to cut 26, Beltway Ben. Talks about being more of a versatile safety, and that adds value.
Just the amount of trust they've entrusted me with and that stuff, and from helping run the defense with Roe and just playing my part, whatever that may be, on a snap-to-snap, game-to-game basis. And, you know, I feel like I'm talented enough in different areas to do what they ask me to do, but they also have to feel like that too. And then I have to go out there and produce. So it's a group effort, but I'm willing to play wherever, whenever they need me to, whatever job responsibility I have during a play, I'm all for it. Credit to Notre Dame, I kind of got dabbled with that a little bit in college, so I got to the league and feel like my rookie year kind of trying to find a spot where I fit in at and then figure that out at nickel. And then I was always able to play safety, so it kind of just came naturally.
It's interesting. So 2 years ago, he was that Swiss Army knife dominating near the line of scrimmage. And then last year, he helped settle down the defense on the back end. But Eric DaCosta, when we met with him at the end of last season, made it pretty clear they wanted him back in that Swiss Army knife role.
It had to happen. I mean, we said a new free safety to settle this down and let them play with their, I guess, peak ferociousness around the line of scrimmage required. And frankly, as much as you want to call Roquan Smith the force multiplier, I think having Kyle Hamilton down in the box with Roquan Smith, it helps Roquan Smith quite a bit. When the two people who, you know, like, you want to talk about who was affected most by Marcus having, or by Kyle having to do what he did because Marcus and Eddie didn't work out, I think that had a negative impact on Roquan, and I think the linebackers really started getting picked on in coverage. It happened starting week one, and it was prevalent. So this allows a lot of things to settle back down, but they had to have a free safety that they could really trust. And we thought if they don't draft one, maybe there's a Justin Simmons or somebody out there, but it turns out they took the first one off the board.
Before we step out, let's hear one more from Kyle Hamilton, and he talks about his quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, 8 helps out a lot. If we got 8, we got a chance. So, I mean, we could put whoever around him. I think we go as he goes, and, you know, I think everybody in the building kind of agrees with me. As long as he's here, we have a chance for lifting that trophy at the end of the year, and that's not hyperbolic at all. I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it, and, you know, he's him for a reason. So, you know, that just kind of goes as being a Raven right now in this era. You know, you're going to play with Lamar Jackson. You're going to play in some big games. You're going to play hopefully for some championships in the future. So I think that goes for coaches, players, staff, people in the cafeteria. You know, expectations are high because of that guy right there.
High praise, but earned. We've talked about it a lot on this show. If Lamar Jackson's upright, they're competing for the one seed entering December.
It goes for everybody in that building, including the person with the burner account who takes pictures of people eating food in that building, and that would be one.
Dr. J. Ellis was just calling him MD.
You know, he won't cop to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you think it's him?
Wednesdays. I'm sure Wednesdays will be big for that. He'll always be
there on
account.
Wednesdays. Yeah. He's always there on Wednesdays. Hey, coming up next, we stick with the Ravens, and their first six games, it's quite a gauntlet. What are our expectations for the start of the season? Can the Ravens get off to a fast start to this season? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.